Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador.
Oh, hear me? Morning.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good. I want to ask someone who's right in the phone, brushing against the phone, or and then breathing heavy, if you would stop that, I'd appreciate it very much. Precious. God bless you. This wonderful time. On the line to give God praise and adoration. This is Bernard Johnson. Good morning to all of you, and we just thank God for what he's done. That's somebody right in the phone. You need to mute your line. Mute star 6, if you would. I would appreciate it very much. Just welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. And we're on our way, June the 11th, exact Arkansas. We just thank God for it. Praise God for what he's going to do. Miracles that we've never seen in 2015. God bless you. I want to invite you. I am inviting you to come and let the Lord bless you real, real good. Amen. Let me just go ahead and get that information here in just a moment. I want to pray, and then we'll thank the Lord, and then hopefully we can get the information on the convention. Amen. God bless you. Perhaps someone new on the line. Many times you don't know that when you make noise and brushing up against the phone like this, it causes a lot of static, a lot of noise on the line. If you just mute your line, press star 6, it would help us. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer this morning, everybody. Good to pray. I tell you, prayer changes things. Yes. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for all your goodness and kindness. We love you, appreciate you, and thank you, and bless your holy name for all that you've done. We ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done that has offended you in any way. Bless this line in Jesus' name. Bind the enemy. He comes to do us, try to do us like he was trying to do Peter, to sift us as wheat. Don't let him have his way. In the name of Jesus, bind the enemy. Now, God, we also praise and thank you for everything that you're going to do on this prayer line this morning. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray that you bless every person who took time to come to the prayer line. Don't let them leave the same way they've come. In the name of Jesus, but bountifully help them and bountifully bless them. We also pray that you would deliver people who are going through all kinds of struggles and all kinds of tests and trouble. Deliver, Lord, make a way out of no way and bring them out all right. You often have given me the song. I've got a feeling that everything will be all right. Work it out for them in Jesus' name. Somebody who's down, God, pick them up. Turn them around and place their feet on solid ground. Someone who's brokenhearted, God, mend the broken heart in Jesus' name. And someone who has a financial need, God, make a way out of no way. I feel you. My God, touch, deliver, help them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we're dependent on you. You're all we have. All we need and all we want. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. See them through this storm, God. Be there for them in their darkest days and darkest hours. And we'll praise you and give you the glory. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name. Now bless again today in an ultra awesome, in an ultra phenomenal way. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. And good morning to all of you today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone, good morning to you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
To the Lord. Amen. Amen. All of y'all didn't speak God. I don't want to be the one. I would hate to be the one when God came in the room and I wouldn't even say good morning to him. Let's try it again. I know you didn't really mean that. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
Lord.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you, Lord.
All right. And if we would, please, let's go into thanks to him and praise to him and give him glory and adoration. This is a praise check. What level is your praise on?
That's thank
right.
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Keep on keeping on, and may God forever bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much. All right, I appreciate you. That was Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. Amen. Amen. Imagine a city after the same last name, Hagen, Georgia. And Bishop James C. Hagen and Lady Dr. Julie Hagen. God bless her and all of you on this line here this morning. God bless you. All right, let's hear about the convention. Those ambassadors, if you have the information about the convention, amen, take it for a moment and talk about the convention. All right, Ambassador Stith, Ambassador Hodges, Ambassador Hagen, all you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, any of you all, just talk about the convention for a moment, if you would.
God bless you, and good morning to all of you. Ambassador Hodges, today is June 1st. We are only 10 days away to that great first group prayer and praise convention coming to Jacksonville, Arkansas, being held at Evangelistical Ministries where the where Bishop and Dr. Holden are host there. On Thursday night, it will kick off at Pastor Darrell White and our own Ambassador Prophet Bill Smith. Then on Friday morning, we will be, our guest speaker will be Superintendent Helen. We're expecting a great time in the Lord, both of those occasions as well on Friday night, when our own Chief Ambassador will be installed as Bishop. That service is going to take place also at EMC. On Saturday morning, we will be having a prayer breakfast here. We're asking all our first group listeners, whether you can attend or not, please contribute. You may play a part, not only by being a blessing to our Chief Ambassador on his Friday night service, but also purchasing a ticket for this prayer breakfast. Tickets are only $25. And if you would like to take a part in it and say, I can't be there, but I still want to be a part of this great event, you may do so. You may mail your contributions, your donations, your well wishes to First Fruit, Post Office Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas 66225. Again, that's P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas 22625. And on Saturday night, we will be having our own event pastor. Will be in concert at the One Night Revival, and we're inviting all the youth everywhere to come and be a part of this great night. That will take place also at the East, and then we're going to close out on Sunday with a message from Bishop James Bolden. We're inviting all of you all, come out, be a part of this. If you can't take it, again, you may send your well wishes, contributions, and purchase a ticket. Be a blessing to the first group by sending it to P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas 66225. For more information, you may dial 816-425-4894. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and all of you, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you and your support for this great convention. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador Hodges. And you did a wonderful job. Appreciate it so very much. And for all of you who are coming, oh, you are in a store for a phenomenal time. Amen. You know, I just know, feel it in my bones that the Holy Ghost is going to do something spectacular. Spectacular, my God. Don't miss it. And it's going to be for you. For you, I'm talking to you. It's for you to be there. It really is. I don't know how to sway people into doing something that has been ordained by the Holy Ghost if they will not receive it. I mean, you just have to just leave them in the hands of the Lord. And I just have told you, invited you many times. But if you won't receive it, it's kind of like I told, I think I told y'all two or three times about this a black Muslim who was in prison, and they had a white governor to win the election. And one of the things he decided to do was to pardon people in prison. And so he began to pardon people, and one of the people he pardoned was this black Muslim. And they went there so excited and told him, said, "Man, the governor pardoned you, man. You're free. You're free. You're free." He said, "What governor are you talking about?" "Governor Jones. Governor Jones. Governor Mike Jones pardoned you." He said, "Ain't that white governor?" He said, "Yeah, that's a white governor. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it." He had so much prejudice in his heart. He said, "I don't want it." So they went back to Governor Mike Jones and said, "Governor, the black Muslim whom you pardoned said he didn't want the pardon because you were a white governor and he didn't want it from no white man." And they said, "What do we do now, governor, since he doesn't want it?" The governor said, "A pardon is only a pardon when the person who has been pardoned is willing to receive the pardon." And they went back and rejected the pardon from him, and he had to stay and do all of his time. See, a blessing is only a blessing when the people who God offers the blessing to are willing to receive the blessing. And you ain't the only person who God can bless. He will step over you and give the blessing to somebody else when you reject what God is trying to give unto you. So I've offered it to you. Amen. I'm not going to ask you no more. The Holy Ghost said don't ask him no more. And I'm not. God bless you. I want to go straight to our praise reports this morning.
Yes,
and want to just see what the Lord has done for you, somebody that God has given you a blessing in your life, and you've been wanting to tell it. Amen. This is the day, amen, that you can tell your praise report. Because I want to see several praise reports. Amen. Do you have one? You open up the line, and when you open the line, you got to jump in there. I'm not going to wait on you if you don't have no praise report. I'm alone. Amen. But if you have a praise report, in other words, some people from the old church used to call it a testimony of what the Lord has done for you. Amen. You ought to have many of them that you haven't been able to tell. But this is the time you can tell one. Amen. Let me ask, I don't want a lot of talking, but I want to get a lot of praise reports. Amen. Amen. If you have a praise report, and my God, I'm going to open up the line. Go ahead. If you have a praise report, go ahead and give your praise report. The line is open to you. Who's first with your praise report? Who is first?
Good morning. This is
good morning.
All right. Praise God.
Peterson.
For another day, I thank and praise God because He's so good. I thank God because He touched my eye and my hand had surgery, and my hand is doing excellent well. And I thank and praise God He touched my body. And I thank and praise God. Yesterday was my birthday. I stayed the whole day in church from 7 school all the way to, I got out at 7 o'clock last night and did that, and I don't know when. I thank and praise God. I went to a visiting church, and God really was moving. I enjoyed myself. I had been a long time since I had been in a church like that, and I thank and praise God for what He's done and what He's doing. God is good, and I thank Him for His blessing. I thank Him for everything He's done for me. I thank Him for other blessings for other people, not only for me. God is blessing not only me, He blessed others too, and I thank Him, praise Him for that. I thank and praise that He allowed me to another year. And I told Him yesterday was my day, and I was spending with God, and I spent all day in church. So thank and praise God.
Well, happy birthday, Mother Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to see another year. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're going with the line at the close of the prayer line today and let them wish you a happy birthday. But we just are so happy for you. You saw another year, birthday year, and had a good time on your birthday, I can tell.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Thank God. I'm spending with God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Mother. All right. right. We'll come back to you in just a little while at the close. All right. Anybody else have a praise report? If so, open up your mouth and tell of the goodness of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. I tell you, I don't have no sad song, but I promise the Lord I will tell what he's done to me everywhere I go. Anybody I can give a testimony to, I promise the Lord I was tired the rest of my days. And Lord, I thank you that I've been tired ever since 1973. And I thank him for it. And I had he blessed me to get another little job. I said, well, Lord, I can't pay you for what you've done for me, but I can give you 90% of that little check I get. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just giving the Lord all the glory and honor and praise. I can't pay him, but I sure can thank him. And thank him, and thank him, and thank him, because God is good to me today. I thank him and praise him.
My brother Willie Johnson from Indianapolis, yeah. I tell you, you're giving them 90% of that check. That's kind of like, you know, working for the Lord. I mean, what could you do better than work for the Lord, my God? And God bless you, Mother Willie Johnson. The Lord is going to bountifully help you and bless you.
Thank you.
You cannot be God-giving, no matter how hard you try. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have a praise report? Why don't you give it? The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Good morning, and God bless everyone. This is Mother Digby from Area 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank and praise the Lord for you, Dr. Johnson, and for this prayer line. And I just enjoy the revival so much. I thank God for that kind of revival and for your teaching, how you just made it plain from the beginning to the ending. And I thank God for that. I thank God for supplying all of my needs and blessing my going out and my coming in. And taking care of us, thank God for everything. And thank God for everyone on the prayer line. And thank God for this prayer line. It's an anointed prayer line. And I just pray for the prayer line that God keep it anointed and keep it with his presence. Thank God.
Beautiful, Mother. Thank you so much. All right, someone else with the praise report. Let the Lord move on you to tell it. Why don't you obey God and tell what he did for you? The line is open to you. Anybody else? Has he blessed you? Has he helped you? Has he brought you through? Yeah, your back was against the wall and he helped you in that situation. Why don't you tell him his goodness? It might help somebody else who's going through also and minister to them. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Good morning again. This is the pastor, and I just want to thank the Lord for great blessings he has bestowed upon us. Thank God for yesterday's service. It was youth day and amazing grace. And the young people really showed up and showed out on yesterday. Even the inspirational message from the young folks about how the Lord has blessed them is blessing them. And our pastor topped it off with his message on Facebook on yesterday. And those kids remember that every time he yelled order, the little 3, 4, 5 goes for yelling order right back at him. And I thank God for how he could make the word so amazing grace yesterday. And I thank God for that service. But
my God, thank you so much, Ambassador Hodges. And that is true. We had an awesome time. An amazing, amazing grace yesterday. I tell you, amazing things happen. This is our motto. Amazing things happen at Amazing Grace. And Amazing Grace is the place where amazing things happen. Oh, my God. And amazing things happened on yesterday with that great youth program. It was great, great, great. We had the young people to participate in every aspect of the program yesterday. The opening prayer, a young person. Then we had scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, by young people. Then we had the announcements done by a young person. Oh, my God. Then every aspect, we had the welcome. We had a little girl do the welcome yesterday. I guess she was 5, 6, 7 years old, did the welcome. Oh, my God, it was so good. And I think Brycey that did the welcome yesterday. That was so good. And then we had inspirational speakers. The children were 12, 13, 14 years old, did the messages yesterday, inspirational messages. It was just off the chain, and we just had a great, 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 great time. Oh, my Lord. And God gave me a message called Facebook. Amen. You've heard of Facebook. And God let me preach a message called Facebook. I may preach it on here this week. I don't know. I have to be led of the Lord. But we had such a great time yesterday. And I got a chance. Even felt like blowing yesterday and blew my horn and everything. We had a great time. God bless you. Somebody else, tell me what the Lord did for you. The line is open to you now. Just jump in there.
And, good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Thank you for this opportunity just to witness for the Lord. This Ambassador Pfeiffer, just giving a shout out from Kentucky, letting you know how God is blessing here. The Lord had blessed on, I believe it was Friday, several of the members had called and said they were going to the hospital. The enemy is trying to attack the people. And thank God, because went there for heart problems or slow rhythms and all type of little problems with their heart. Some wasn't beating fast enough. Some was beating too fast. And they were just having some chest pain. And I just thank God when they called and, you know, you pray for them, they come back and they were in service on Sunday. You would have thought they would have been admitted into the hospital. But God bless those people to come in the service Sunday shouting, dancing, praising God, glory, hallelujah, and just giving God the praise. We had a wonderful time, and not only did you have a good time at Amazing Grace, but we had an amazing time at Temple of Revelation, and I just thank God for his blessings, for his healing virtue, and for the prayer line on yesterday. So many people, a couple of people even got saved and gave their life to Christ, and that's what it's all about. Thank God, and thank God for this time to praise his name. God bless you.
All right. Thank God for that. My, my, my. All right. Is there anybody else have a praise report? Tell of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. The line is open to you if you have a praise report. Anybody else, just jump in there. God has been mighty good to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's been mighty good. Tell of his goodness. Anybody else? Anyone else with a praise report? All right. God bless
you. Praise the Lord. God bless each of you. We want to thank all of you for joining us today. And remember, if you would love to contact us, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to the email address, and we can be reached, LadyHagen@yahoo.com, LadyHagen@yahoo.com. For those of you who may want to make special contact with the Chief International Ambassador, whenever you go to the email, LadyHagen@yahoo.com, just simply request information, and we will send that out to you. In the meantime, if you have some comments or general remarks, or if you have ways how to improve upon our broadcasting, just simply go to the email address. That's LadyHagen@yahoo.com. Again, LadyHagen@yahoo.com. And again, we want to thank all of you for joining us. And now, let's go back into that broadcast.
All right. God bless you so much. All right. Anybody else have a praise report? Amen. Let's move to it. If you have that, the line is open to you. I want to tell her the goodness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Jerry.
Sister Jerry, God bless you.
Good morning. Sister Jennifer, as you were saying, praise the Lord, my son, out loud, he's 2 years old, said, praise the Lord. And I just happy to be on this line on this morning. I'm just happy that I'm raising my son in the church, and he's excited about the Lord, and I'm just happy to be on this line on this morning. Amen.
Amen. That kind of reminded me of what happened on the blog line. Was it the night before last? My grandkids were at the house, Anaya and Dante, and I was walking through the house just thanking the Lord and the binding of the enemy. And when I went upstairs, there they were. And I grabbed their hands, and both of them, they walked around the house with me, thanking the Lord all over the house. I tell you, it was most exhilarating to see them just praising God, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. So, amen. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart. Take at least one more praise report. Anybody else got a praise report? Anybody got a praise report? If so, why don't you open up?
God bless each of you. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. God bless all of you, and I just praise and honor the Lord to just lay here and hear your testimonies, and they inspire me. I thank God for Jesus and for his cleanliness in my soul today. He's been mighty good to me. He brought me safe thus far, and I thank God. I'm asking God to lead and guide and teach me his will and his way. Whatever he wants me to do, I thought I'd have been out of here before now. But I'm still here. The Lord is still blessing. And I pray that the Lord will bless you and bless all of you and bless me and you. Keep me going. I'm getting a little stronger each day, and the Lord is standing by my side. And I'm saying to you, pray for Mother Johnson. Keep on praying for me. Don't let me go. Don't leave. Don't stop praying for me. But pray that the Lord will give me strength where I can get up on my own feet and stand up and walk. I want to walk again. I thank you. Thank you. And I listened to some of your testimonies this morning, and I enjoyed them. So pray for me. Keep me in your prayer. All right. God bless each of you.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's a miracle right there. Yeah, she was almost at death's door. God has brought her back. She's 95 years old. Can y'all help me thank the Lord for Mother Ellie Johnson? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Report. Anybody else have a praise report? Jump in there and give your praise report at this point. Line is open to you. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning to you.
Morning. I praise God for another day that he's blessed me to see, to be in the land of the living, clothed in my right mind with activity of my limbs. I thank God. I'm praising him as I just dwell over on Saturday evening. My daughter and family gave me a birthday celebration. for this milestone that I've reached in my life. And I tell you, it was so, so beautiful. Everything just came together. I was concerned for a while because I only had one daughter. I thought it was going to be a task for her to pull it off. But she did. And the way she told me how God intervened, she said it was nobody but God, Mama. She said that let me know that it was God's will because different things happened that only God could have done. And I want you to know I am so grateful that the Lord allowed me to see that. I had my mom with me, had been ill, but she was able to come. And I am just so thankful for everything. I had so many encouraging words, had a surprise guest, my friends coming from San Antonio and were there, and I'm just grateful. And I just thank God for what he's done for me. That's my
God
praise.
God bless you, and happy birthday to you, too. Amen.
Thank you. It's tomorrow, but they gave me the celebration Saturday. Yes.
My God, and thank I tell you, we certainly want to wish her, Sister Johnson, a happy birthday, too, as well as Mother Peterson. My God, is there anybody else who had a birthday over the weekend or your birthday is today? Just speak up. If so, speak up. All right. God bless you. Thank all of you for the praise reports. And now we want to get the prayer requests. Can one of you take over and get the prayer request for us? Give me a rest here just for a little while. If you would, just jump right in there in the name of Jesus. Anybody? All right. God bless you. Let's go on and get the prayer request. If you have a request, you're asking the Lord to do something for you, we want to pray with you. This is not a gossip line when we're trying to find out your intimate or personal business. Amen. We're just trying to pray on target and lift you up in the name of Jesus. So if you'd like for us to pray with you and pray on target with you, let it be known now, and we're ready to receive. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're ready to receive those prayer requests. Go ahead.
Okay. I do want to put Sister Cobbs here in Texas on the prayer request, prayer line.
All right.
Sister Peterson, unspoken.
Yeah. We want those shoes.
Mr. Peterson, Sister Cobb.
Good morning. All thanks. This is Sister Mike Lacey. I'm asking you all to pray for me, Mike Lacey, today and for my family. And I thank God for all that he has done, but I'm asking a special prayer today.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else? You have a prayer request. Anyone else? All right. Why don't we get someone you would and take time to pray for these. Pray for sisters up in Texas. Pray for Mother Peterson with that unspoken request. And Ambassador-elect Lacey wants a special prayer for her family. Thank you for all the compassion that the saints of God have. I want to ask you, jump in there, someone pray for these three prayer requests. Who will do that? If not, I'll.
I will pray.
All right, God bless you.
Father, we thank you right now for your loving kindness. We thank you, oh God, for your miracles, your blessings, oh God, and your many, many blessings, your many wondrous works. We ask your forgiveness, oh God, for all sin, iniquity, and transgression in our lives. And we ask that you blot it out right now in Jesus' name. And we pray, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we pray right now that your Holy Spirit manifest healing, oh God, manifest deliverance in Jesus' name. Send your power, send your power, send your power, oh God, hallelujah, to blot out darkness and evil, to blot out sin and sickness. In Jesus' name, we pray right now for Mother Johnson in Texas, God, and the Cobb family. We ask that you would look on them and heal and touch, deliver. Bless, oh God, Sister Peterson right now in Jesus' name. That unspoken request, oh God. You know what it is. You know how to bless. You know how to administrate. You know how to govern over her life in your mighty name. We ask, oh God, that you would even touch her children, her family, in your mighty name, oh God. Touch those sons, ha, in Gina, ha, Glodina, ha, in your name, oh God. In your name, in your name, in your name, oh God. Touch, touch those sons and grandchildren in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bring the family together, oh God. Knit them together in your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them be as one. We rebuke confusion, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We rebuke all the chaos in your mighty name. Touch, oh God, and heal right now. Bring families together where there's destruction and confusion. Bring them together. Bring them together in your mighty name. Bless, oh God, Pastor Lacey right now, ambassador elect. Bless her, Lord Jesus. Bless her family in Jesus' name. Bless her children, grandchildren, great-grand, oh God. Bless them brothers and sisters, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, Mary's mission. Touch right now, oh God. Let light shine from heaven on them in Jesus' name. Open up a window, oh God. Pour out a blessing they don't have room to receive. Bless financially. Bless spiritually. Bless physically, bless emotionally, bless, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, entire family in Jesus' name. Pull them together as one, as prayer warriors in the kingdom of heaven, in Jesus' name. Bless Ambassador Stern and her family, Lord God. Bless our leaders. Bless Mother Johnson, oh God. She is asking for her strength in her legs, Lord Jesus, and we rebuke the enemy that causes weakness. We rebuke the enemy, hallelujah, hallelujah, that comes to cause her, oh God, not to be able to do what she want to do. We rebuke it, oh God, and we ask that she stand, hallelujah, and when she's done all to stand there for, hallelujah, in the mighty sight of your army, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we ask for the strength in the legs, oh God. Strengthen the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. The hip bone, oh God, the knee bone, the ankle bone, oh God. Strengthen, 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 oh God. We ask that you anoint her, oh God, anoint her head. Let her cup overflow in Jesus' name. Let her, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, let her praise you like she used to in Jesus' name. But Lord, we know that there's years spent. And if she can't do nothing else, but oh God, let her wave her hand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord God, when you see our hands lifted up, you say, my soul, my soul, my soul, my children surrender unto me. And I believe I will send another blessing, another miracle, another touch, another healing.
Thank you.
Deliverance in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your miracles. We thank you, oh God, for our leader.
Thank you.
Thank you, oh God, for Ambassador Betty. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the youth prayer line. We thank you for Ambassador Gina. We thank you for your ambassadors, oh God. And we ask that you would shine the light from heaven. Give them a breakthrough, oh God, in Jesus' name. Look on them right now, Lord Jesus. Draw them closer to you. In their mighty name we pray. Let them be more than conquerors. Let them shine. And our Father, which art in heaven, in Jesus' name. And say, Lord God, you are our shepherd. Hallelujah. And we shall not want, because you supply our needs and our desires in your mighty name. And we thank you and glorify you, our Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Amen.
Wonderful.